I'm Brother Sorsha. I'm a Rastafari monk at Holy Resurrection Monastery in St. Nazian's, Wisconsin. And we belong to the Romanian Greek Catholic Eparchy of St. George in Canton, Ohio. And my word is lamb. So I had a rather harrowing experience this week when I went to the calling hours for a young girl who had died of an overdose. And the experience brought me back to the first time I ever visited Canton, Ohio. When I first came here, Bishop John Michael brought me out to St. Theodore's Church in Alliance and had shared with me what had recently happened there when three young people had broken into the church and desecrated the church and stole one of the statues of our Lord and had also desecrated the lamb that was in the tabernacle for the sick. It reminded me of the experience because these three young people at the time were under the influence of narcotics. And so my word is lamb for a couple of reasons. Because unfortunately, those three young people, who obviously weren't fully in control of their senses at the time and weren't acting under the influence of rationality, had desecrated the lamb, the Eucharist. And lamb, because when I looked at this young girl in her casket, I looked upon all of our young people, particularly here in Canton, Ohio, throughout our county, here in Stark County, but especially in the state of Ohio, who are being afflicted with this terrible scourge of addiction, especially to opioids. When I look upon all of our young people, many of whom are in our church, who are suffering from addiction, from poverty, and from mental health issues, which normally go along with addiction, I look upon them as lambs. Little lambs who are one level innocent. Innocent because we are bringing them into this world and are building the society and providing the education and the healthcare and the spiritual support which is so obviously failing them. And as opposed to being the ones who are inflicting the illness on society, they more so remind me of lambs, little lambs, whom the rest of society is sacrificing. So when I look upon all of our young people who are suffering from addiction, who are dying from opioid overdoses, who are lying in our juvenile prisons and our adult jails and our adult prisons because of this health epidemic of addiction, I'm reminded of the Eucharist, of the Lamb of God, who takes on upon himself all of our suffering, all of our sickness, all of our ailments, and frees us. And so I'm thinking of my own need to repent for not hearing the cry of God in the wilderness. When I heard the story of those three young people who had broken into our church and who had desecrated the Lamb of God, because I failed to fully understand what God was calling me to and what the invitation was in that very, very sad experience for the community of St. Theodore's. There was an invitation from our Lord to look upon the young people as lambs and to serve them and to try and bring God's healing and compassion and mercy and love to them. To bring God's justice and his prophetic cry for justice for the orphan and for the widow, for the weak and the vulnerable and the suffering. For the Lord hears the cry of the poor and our poor young people who are suffering from the scourge of addiction are crying out, crying for God's justice in our society and crying out for mercy and compassion, for forgiveness and for God's merciful healing love, for his ointment which brings healing to our suffering wounds. So as I approach the Divine Liturgy properly, as I consume the Lamb of God, I pray that I too may enter into other sufferings like our Lord, and to try and bring freedom from captivity to the scourges and the illness which the evil one inflicts upon us, especially with which he targets the most vulnerable in our community.
You have listened to Brother Sorsha's Word of the Week, Lamb. Refreshing Bread is a production of the Romanian Catholic Diocese, Eparchy of St. George in Canton, Ohio. If you get inspired by listening to this podcast, we encourage you to like, subscribe, and even partner with us through a financial contribution of any kind at refreshingbread.org. Thank you, and may God bless you abundantly.